Praise God for each of you on the call today, for truly this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, the third day of a new year, the third day of January 2023. Can you believe it? God has spared our lives, and he's allowed us to cross over into this new year, and for this we give him praise. And for those of you I hadn't had the opportunity to say Happy New Year to, we want to say Happy New Year, and we praise God for his keeping power and for him sustaining us and looking beyond our faults and getting right to our needs. We serve an awesome God. You would agree with me on that. And so we thank God for this day, and we thank God for his keeping power. We thank God for including us in the number to make it over to 2023. And so we have much to be thankful for. Well, let me give you the playback number this morning. We have two mediums that are viewing. We have our Facebook Live audience, and we're certainly grateful for you. And we also have those of you who are on the conference call. The playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And this is our first inspirational moment in this new year. And so we're grateful and we praise God for it. January, of course, is our anniversary month at ATOP, where we celebrate our birthday. And here it is, 23 years of existence. We're going into our 23rd year of existence. And we praise God for how he's brought us from a mighty long way. And I tell you, time just kind of flew by real quick there. It doesn't seem like it's been 23 years, but we have enjoyed the journey and we've had a great time. And God has provided favor toward us, and he continues to bless us even in spite of ourselves. And this year we're operating under the theme. We're continuing part of our theme from last year, the year of an abundant harvest. And we're adding to that laboring and accomplishing for the kingdom. And so we believe that God still has a work for us to do, and that the best is still yet to come. And so we are asking all of you to be in prayer, as we're even in a time of fasting and praying, which started on yesterday and will go all the way through January the 14th. And for those of you who don't have the information, it's available on our website, anointedtemple.org. And we do encourage you, if you would like to participate and be a part of the 12-day fast that we're having. And it concludes on the 14th. And so we're certainly grateful and we are thankful. Even as we celebrate all month long, we will be starting our three-night revival on the 11th of January, and we're excited about that each night at 7 o'clock p.m., even while we're still going through this fast. And then we have special guests coming in sharing with us throughout the month of January. We'll tell you more about that even as we go, but even if you go to the website, you'll see that information there. But this morning, for our inspirational thought, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating, and even going over the scriptures for today during our fast, one scripture that's a very powerful one found in Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. You're familiar with that scripture. I want to read it to you here today and just kind of elaborate a little bit on that particular scripture. It says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." That's powerful, isn't it? And you know, as I thought about that, and as I began to pray this morning and meditate, and I began to ask myself, and I hope that you will just investigate this scripture as well, as to what does it mean to be living, to what does it mean to be a living sacrifice? That's what Paul says. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. So what does that mean? Well, Paul is really admonishing the believers, if you will, as he is us, but he's admonishing the believers in Rome to sacrifice themselves to God. That's what he's saying. And not just as a sacrifice on the altar like it was during the Mosaic law, but which required, you know, the sacrifice of animals. But Paul has said, no, that's not kind of the kind of sacrifice that I'm talking about. I'm talking about a living sacrifice. And when you look at that word, the sacrifice, it's anything, when we start talking about it from a biblical standpoint, it's anything consecrated and offered to God. And so as believers, how do we consecrate and offer ourselves to God as a living sacrifice? During this season of renewal, this season of fasting and praying, it's important that we consecrate ourselves to God and that we offer ourselves to God. So we make adjustments. We go without. We yield to some things and we surrender to God. And we say, God, have your way in my life. God, I want some newness to happen. I don't want to continue to go through the same old things over and over and over again. I don't want this start of a new year just to be a signal of another day in another month. But God, I'm looking for you to do something extraordinary in my life. And we're preaching about looking forward to developing the greatness that's in the inside, that's on the inside of you. God, create within me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Because Paul was trying to get the believers to understand how important it was for them not to continue to go through the old rituals, but also to understand that in Christ Jesus, we have the ultimate sacrifice of the Lamb. God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So when we're under God's control, the believer, we yet live our lives in such a way where we yield ourselves to God and where we look in light of what God has done for us, the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus, the Christ, the ultimate price that was paid, the Lamb of God. Then he said here, if you put it in context, that's our reasonable service, is to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. But then he goes on to say, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So what does a living sacrifice look like in a practical sense? It's really following that verse number 2 and understand that we are living sacrifices and we're not to be conformed to this world. And you know, the world is defined in 1 John 2 and 15 and 16, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And all of that is what the world has to offer. And it really can be reduced into just those three things: the lust of the flesh, anything that includes everything that appeals to the appetite and involves excessive desires for food and for drink and for sex and anything else that satisfies the physical needs. And then the lust of the eyes involves all of the materialistic things. And how we covet things and how we see what other people have and then we lust after that and we want that. And then the pride of life is defined as anything that you have an ambition for that puffs you up or puts you on a throne of your own. Wow, isn't that something? And so we have to make sure as believers that we're not conformed to the standards of this world. And I think it's a good time as we're fasting and praying that we understand that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so Paul makes it clear. He gives us some handles. He gives us some help. And how do we transform our minds? We get into this word. We study this word. We memorize scripture. We meditate on God's word. We allow his word to be a seed in fertile soil unto our souls. And we can only be transformed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so I just believe that even as we go through this season of fasting, even as we set ourselves up for greatness and prepare for what God yet has in store for us, I just believe that God is going to do something powerful, something marvelous, something magnificent even in our lives. And so I want to encourage you to seek the face of God, to trust the timing of God, not to grow weary and well-doing. Look at Romans 12, 1 and 2. Allow that to be a part of what it takes in order for you to be on track this year and not to fall back into the same old routine of last year. For the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And so I just believe that this is going to be an exceptional year for you. I believe God is going to do some powerful and marvelous things on your behalf because you dare to trust his word. You dare to be led by the Spirit. You dare to fast and pray. And the results will come because God is going to honor your faithfulness. And God is not like man that he should lie. His promises are sure and his satisfaction is guaranteed. And so I just believe that every time we present our bodies in such a way that we yield our will to God's will, that something powerful will happen and that we walk in the good fullness of God and in his grace and his mercy, powerful things will take place in our lives. Well, that's our thought for today, and I'm certainly encouraged and I praise God for each of you who are on the line today and those of you who have continued to support this inspirational moment. Let's have a word of prayer as we prepare to close out this day. Father, we bless you and we honor you, and we do thank you for this day. We thank you for the word that reminds us to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service, the least that we can do. And so, God, we pray that you will give us the fortitude that we need to run this race with patience, looking to you who's the author and the finisher of our faith. And so we lift up those who are bereaved today and those who are struggling and straining and trying to make sense of how to pull it all together. And we pray for those who are yet going through this corporate fast with us at Anointed Temple of Praise. We ask your power and your presence to be with us even as we move through these next days. And then throughout this whole month as we celebrate our church anniversary, 23 years, and we know that it was nobody but you who made it happen. And so we yet give you praise. And so now, God, release us into this day and transform us by your grace, lift us by your love, and empower us by your spirit. And we'll be ever mindful to give you all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. All right. Well, I hope you have a fantastic day today. And don't forget now, keep those spiritual antennas up. I believe God is going to use you in a powerful and a mighty way. So be on the lookout for how God is going to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. Okay, you be blessed. Until next time.